Hi, and welcome to GamerCast episode 155 on the 10th of May.
2009. We are your hosts. I'm Paul.
And I'm Adam.
Great.
So, hey. I've had an absolute shattering weekend. Yeah, doing a bit of gardening at my mate's house. Took his bike out for a ride. Went around some bike showrooms, having a look at some Harleys and bits and bobs, and trying out some new bike boots. Ended up buying my new Spider-Man scarf that I pull over my head and look like Spider-Man.
Face palm.
Yeah, I've already got it on my Facebook.
God.
And my mate James going,
it is not cool.
He's going, oh my God, sorted out, mate. Lol. I love Spider-Man. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. Tried to get on WoW a few times, but slowly getting there. Just hacking away at it. What have you been up to?
Goofing around by that server most of the week, actually.
Oh, yeah, your new toy. Cool.
Well, yeah, I ordered it on Tuesday. I mean, I've already been looking at it for like a couple of months. So I already knew what I wanted to get. So I ordered the parts, came on Thursday, had nipped down the post office because I'm missing it, which was delivered on the Tuesday, which I ordered the week previous. So I had to go down there, and then on Thursday I put the whole thing together. And yeah, it seems to be working alright.
Sweet.
It's, for those interested, it's based on a Asus T3 bare bones computer. I put in a 2.5 gigahertz dual core Pentium into it with 4 gig of RAM, and it's running Windows Home Server and Small Business Server 2003 in a virtual machine.
Sweet.
And yeah, it's running quite well. It's a lot faster than the old box. But then the old box is like that piece of junk in there which is falling apart. So that's what I spent most of my week doing. Although I did manage to sneak onto Empire Total War a couple of times. And unfortunately, I've got some bad news. The crash bugs have returned in their full glory.
Oh, no.
So I've abandoned my French campaign. I was going for the achievement to get 100 territories. I'd like taken over virtually all of Europe as France. And, yeah, the crash bug is here. So I just started a new campaign as Great Britain. I've pretty much taken over all of North America. But I need that achievement. The 100 territory achievement.
Sweet.
So yeah, once I finish North America, I'm just like finishing out a couple of pirates and a few little Spanish islands over there. I'll go over to India, wipe them out, and then I'll finish my European campaign. I've already landed in Belgium and taken over Brussels, so I've got my little foothold on Europe ready for when I amass my humongo attack.
And hope it doesn't crash.
Yeah, it does your nut in. It really does.
I've been playing a bit of WoW. Not getting amazing so far.
I've not played any WoW this week.
Was playing Little Big Planet. I was trying to find a way of constructing a catapult. Then I made a really cool slingshot that fired pieces of wood at my character, and I got him squashed several times in the process of trying to do something else. I love making large weaponry. I've made rocket launchers, slingshots, all sorts of stuff. Well, cool. What else am I playing? A bit of Street Fighter. Apart from that, not much. Apart from some stuff we're gonna talk about in the show.
All right, let's crack on with our letters, shall we?
Yeah, we've had one.
Now for the letters.
So we've got one little letter from Mr. Killy Pants, formerly Killy Pants Mafia, but now he's just Killy Pants. That's okay. He says, "Greetings, gentlemen. I heard an interesting question somewhere, and I thought I'd pass it on. What's your favourite multiplayer map of all time? For me, Stryker Karkin from Battlefield 2, definitely my favourite. I've spoken to people who are playing it, I know it's a bit expensive, blah, blah, blah. You get a strategic depth, it gets blah, blah, blah. Also, what's your favourite single-player level from any game? Off the top of my head, I can't think of an answer for that one, but I'll work on it. I'll just look up what that level was from Battlefield 2 to remind me which one it was. So yeah, Adam, think.
Favorite multiplayer.
Oh yeah, this map. This is the cool map where you're an attacking force and you start off from the south and you have to push your way through the town, and then you like swing round to the east over a little bridge and take the rest of it. Yeah, that's quite a good map actually.
I think my all-time favorite memorable multiplayer map, which I absolutely loved, was...
Damn, I'm going to have to install Battlefield 2 now. Damn, that game is really good.
Yeah, I'm playing
it. It's just a shame it's so buggy and glitchy and stuff.
GoldenEye on the N64.
Oh, shut up, Adam, with your stupid console games.
The Facility. That one was always very memorable, and always liked the way that was set up. But apart from that, I must admit, all-time favourite would be the nice little canyon in Halo.
What, Blood Gulch?
Yeah.
Oh, you're such a noob with your Blood Gulch thing. Actually, yeah, that map was really good. It wasn't so the fact that the map was good, it was the fact that it was one of the first multiplayer games to have vehicles in it, of course.
Mm.
And, you know, back then, we were playing Half-Life and stuff like that, and there were no vehicles. You know, you had little square rooms.
It was a nice of having it open. It wasn't just a room with boxes in. It was the fact that there was a slight incline in the middle. You couldn't see direct at each other's bases, and you were marching at each other, and you were in full open, or you would peel to the side, go through the caverns, or try and find a rock. And I've liked the evolution of it from the original Halo 1 to Halo 2 that opened up a bit more and the bases were changed. To, I can't remember what the one's called in number 3, which is a basis of Blood Gulch, where it's a cliff at one end and a waterfall. Yeah, it's the ocean at one end and a waterfall at the other, with those two bases.
I didn't like the Halo 3 map.
No?
I didn't particularly like the Halo 2 one either. The best one was the first one.
Yeah,
I don't think they even should have changed it. They should have just kept the map in there as it was.
I mean,
sure, have a version with some changes to it as well, but the original map was just classic.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you're messing with Jesus. Don't do that.
But I must admit, it's hard to think, like, if we're talking first-person shooters, that's actually, you know, I would like that map in everything. Yeah, it's a hard one. I'll play first-person shooters, but I don't really pay too much attention to the map. I'm not like a map order that's like, oh my god, we always have to play on this map. I'm quite happy to just jump from map to map to map, and some of them haven't been majorly memorable. What's yours? It's a hard one because you're more of a first person shooter player than me.
This isn't hard at all.
Oh, you know
my favourite single player level.
Oh, it's your single player level.
I'll do single player first. Well, I've got a couple I could choose in multiplayer, but I'll do single player. The level I most remember would have been Quake 2. This was the level with the prison in. I wasted so many hours in that prison because you could open the prison cells up, and you could get enemies to follow you, and you could run into the cell and then run out and close the prison door and trap the enemy in there. I spent hours goofing around doing stuff like that in that level.
Yeah,
it wasn't just that, but you could put multiple people in the same cell. And they would shoot at you, and sometimes they hit each other, and then they fight each other. So you could have like a showdown between all the bad guys in there. Yeah, it was genius. Not only that, the first level from Quake 2 I actually really enjoyed as well. You know, it was simple, but it had like some little hidden features as well. Mm. For multiplayer, it would have to be Half-Life. What should I pick out of Half-Life? I think I'd have to say the Undertow was really good, and also, what was the other one? It was the one where you had a square sort of enclosed open area surrounded by buildings all the sides, but on one side of the buildings you also had a little fort, and you could snipe from the little fort.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was it. You could press a button and call down an airstrike, which would kill everyone outside on the whole map. That was one of my favourite multiplayer maps as well. I could pick some Team Fortress maps as well.
You know, you can just go on. It's
Two Fort is also brilliant, and the other, it was similar to 2-4 but much bigger. That was also kick-ass.
I must admit, single-player level.
I mean, I could pick a single-player level from the original Half-Life as well. Mm. There's just so many bits. I mean, not even so much as a level, but just a little bit, just like 5 minutes worth of a particular level, and it just rocks.
Mm. I don't know. It's trying to remember anything, you know, that's memorable that I would always play again and again.
I could pick the HJK maps from the original Red Alert as well, which had like loads of minerals on them, or you know the 8-player map from StarCraft.
Mm.
You know, the one everyone played all the time, and nobody played anything different to that one map. And you had all the variants of that map with extra money and stuff like that.
I must admit, I think my favourite RTS multiplayer map was one that's in Dawn of War, where it's a maze of all these different areas that go down to your base, but it's a mirror on the other side, and they both narrow down to this small path that enters a river. They're not opposite each other, they're kind of diagonally away from each other, this river, and then you have to go into the river, move it up and downstream to get to the other landing bay. So you could like have this whole maze of guns and your squad and stuff, but you would always meet at the same bot in the middle, and it was always about fighting to get to the river. And as soon as you got past the river, that was it. You could hold the river and then fight your way in. And whenever I was learning different teams on that game and trying out different units and stuff, I would always test everything on that map because I just loved the way it was set up. Of just bottlenecking in the middle. That was always a favourite one of mine. Multiplayer maps, another memorable one is off Perfect Dark. There was a really orangey
console boy.
Well, you have to admit, I was a console boy because I could never play on my PC because I had to share it with my dad. Dude. I did play first person shooters on the PC, but I was limited to how much I could play on there. So I always was on my console. But yeah, I do remember on my N64 playing Perfect Dark with my mate Tom, and we'd always play this one particular map and set it up with just constant waves of bots coming in, and we would always start from one area and try and work our way through the map to where this room was, and we would try and take the room and put drone guns down and just stay in there and just shoot from this one room and try and go out and take it in turns to go out and pick up ammo and then come back in again and cover each other. That's always fun. It's always the memorable ones like that. I think sometimes memorable ones are ones that you'll always go back to, levels that you'll just play again and again that you can piss ass around in. There's something there that's different than other games that allows you to go in and, like you were saying about locking people into rooms and stuff like that, it's little things like that which
I mean, if a game did it now it would be lame. It was the fact, you know, this, I'd never fucking played a game where you had doors you could open and shut to actually with buttons. It was like, whoa, cool.
Yeah, another one was Red Faction 1 on the PlayStation 2. There was this really boring map, and all it was...
All the maps in that were boring. Yeah. The only good thing in that whole game was a demo level they shipped before the actual game came out, where I like dug a huge tunnel all the way up around to the top of the ceiling in the room. And yeah. But, I mean, other than that, the game was shit.
There was one multiplayer level where there was just these platforms you could go up, and you could shoot down, but the top platform on either side would have the massive big rocket launcher nuke gun which you could just mine with and just shoot again and again, and you could make your own little tunnels and you could edit the map, and you know, you would try and come over and find your way into someone, and they'd drilled all the way down, and as you're walking up to the map they'll blow a hole through and kill you and stuff, and it was great to have something where you were editing it as you went along.
Yes, good letter there, Mr. Yeah. Killy Pants.
Makes you think, especially more of the past old games. Stuff yeah. that when we played games more when we were younger, and just what
well, got yeah, your I mean, attention. You know, when I was a wee nub, you know, I'd come home from school and I'd play games until I went to bed.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Because we didn't have the internet then, you know. The internet was this really expensive thing.
Yeah.
Where you were allowed on for like 10 minutes a night.
Yeah. Played a little bit of, what was it, MechWarrior 3 and Dark Forces 2, Jedi Knight. Those are the only games I could get away with playing online. And X-Wing Alliance. Star Wars X-Wing Alliance used to play as well.
Alright, I know what we can talk about. You've been playing Dawn of War 2, haven't you?
Yes.
Why don't you just do a quick review of that for us before we get on to the news?
Yeah.
Now for Adam's review.
Ooh, I hurt my throat.
Yeah, careful. I really did like this. It is very different from the first one. And
hang on a minute, haven't you already reviewed this?
I have reviewed this, but I haven't actually... I just reviewed the game. I haven't
played. I reviewed it, but I didn't play on it.
No, I haven't played it. No, I just talked about it. That was it. I didn't review it. I just talked about it. I didn't get hold of a copy.
You're right, I do apologise.
Yeah. I played the first...
Ooh, that's better.
Played the first level. Story-wise, it's gone back.
The first level and it was fun.
Instead of it just being, oh, you're taking over all this land and stuff, it's more... Because it is very squad-based. There's no bases, and if you do get bases...
Cannon fodder for the win.
Actually, it's a lot more like cannon fodder than any RTS. It's not about having a base and building more squads. It's having all the different teams. Now, one of the issues that I always had with the first one was you had Space Marines, and you could put extra weapons on them, and if you wanted to, you could separate them apart on a control 1 key or 2 key and have them as the heavy weapon squad, but it never really made any difference. Now, on this, you've got your tactical squad, which will be Marines with machine guns. You'll have your hero. You'll have your heavy metal ones with a massive big gun and stuff like that, heavy artillery. You'll have your ones with jetpacks on. So it's split up a lot more like the game is. But as you're moving the cursor around, instead of it just being stand there, well, I'll make sure that that building is between line of sight, you actually put the cursor down behind something and it will actually put the highlighted dots of where every man will stand.
Oh my god, Killy Pants is on Steam right now.
Wow.
I assume that's the same Killy Pants.
So... it allows you to get cover, and it's more about flanking and stuff like that. So there's a lot more tactics in there, which you can do.
I really hate Steam. It doesn't even have fucking clear type enabled. It does my nut in.
Oh dear, no clear type. So, yeah, it's got my attention a little bit more than it did before. I didn't have much of a chance to play too far through it, but I got a little bit more of a taster. It's still annoying with the whole Steam thing, but if you can get your head around that and log off online, and yeah, it's great. Story-wise, graphically, the cinematic opening sequence is really nice. The graphics on it are a hell of a lot better than the old ones. They've gone back to the first game and the first expansion, where there is a more of a storyline in it as you're going through. And I didn't get far enough to gain any story from it, but it explains what's going on, and it's a lot more closer to the Warhammer 40,000 world instead of some of the last expansions of Dawn of War, which were just kind of like, you're going to take over this world and fight all these people and stuff. A lot of the races have been taken out, which is annoying, and I should have had a go on skirmish mode just to have a go with like the Tyranids and stuff like that, but... yeah, I'm going to say, I'm going to wait for this to get a bit cheaper before I put my money into it, because it's not a classic RTS. It's a lot more like Commandos than anything else. It's not like a CNC clone like the first
everything
one.
Else.
Yeah. So if you're finding yourself, like, I always found that, like, me and Paul always play Supreme Commander, because it's just that ultimate...
Which we always... We've not played it in flipping years.
I know, but, you know, if we play an RTS together, we play Supreme Commander. We're,
dude!
I've never played CNC
dude,
with you.
You don't play that shit. Let's play Supreme Commander.
Exactly. So, Supreme Commander...
I can have Supreme Commander installed on this computer within 15 minutes, dude. Just give the word.
And it's got that more epic feel to it, where... I always liked playing Dawn of War when I was just wanting to play with the squad. I was just a little team going around doing a bit at a time and didn't have to worry about a massive army or anything. And this is taking the next evolution of it's more squad base and it's more tactics with your squads and less about this base you've got to protect and build. Now, there will be little bits of bases from the looks of stuff as you're going around. The other great thing about it is it's kept one element from the last two expansions from the first game, which was the war gear. Now, when you play the tabletop game, you have this war gear cards that you're like, well, my guy's normally got this gun, but he's actually going to have
pew, pew.
This gun on it. Now, you can actually pick these up as you're going around, as you find stuff, and you can upgrade all of your characters so they've got different things. And they all level. They all gain experience and level up as you go along. And as they get killed, you'll lose, and you'll get replacements, and you'll have to re-level them again. And it's just that it's a different style of RTS. So if you're expecting new graphics, new people to play, but the old Dawn of War, you may be pleasantly surprised or majorly disappointed. I know one of my mates has been playing it, and he really liked it for the change, but there were some things he did miss. I would definitely say don't get rid of Dawn of War for this one. Have both, because they are completely different games, but the same at the same time, if you understand what I mean. So, yeah, I initial playing of it, I give it 4 out of 5.
Alrighty, let's cover a bit of news, shall we?
Yep.
3D Realms have gone out of business.
Yep, so no more...
no more of the game, which was never released.
Duke Nukem.
Are you surprised?
Well, yeah, I'm surprised they went under, but I must admit, in this climate, if you thought about it, it's not that surprising. I was more expecting the game...
They've not released a game in 10 years!
Yeah, I was expecting the game not to be made, and them to bring something else out, and it'll always just keep going further and further back.
No, it was always, okay, we're working on this game, and then, you know, after a couple of years, they realise that they're so far behind everything else, you have to scrap it and start over.
Yeah. God knows how many versions of Duke Nukem they actually went through.
In other news, Wii Sports has sold 45.7 million units.
Wow.
Wii Play did something like 20 million, which they both beat Mario. That's the biggest selling game of all time. Like Wii Mario in general.
Wii Sports, you can't buy Wii Sports, it comes with a console.
Yeah.
I suppose that's what happens when you do the classic Nintendo, which was the old school, which I always loved Nintendo for, was
Bundle.
You get those special packs, like you had the PlayStation Metal Gear Solid, and you had those Xbox with the whatever game was in it, like they had the Project Gotham ones and stuff.
22.9 million Wii Plays sold.
I really think that...
See, I'd imagine that would have sold a bit more. I'd thought, like, you buy a copy of that with every console you got.
Yeah.
Just for, like, the extra controller.
Yeah, that's what I did. I bought my own for extra controller, and the fact it had a cool Duck Hunt game on it.
BlizzCon's going on.
Yep, BlizzCon. So people will be falling over left, right, and centre to get hold of the tickets. I'd love to go. I must admit, I really would love to go just for the experience, not even if there was anything majorly mentioned.
You're such a fanboy.
But just to go to Anaheim.
I love you, Blizzard.
Just to go to Anaheim.
You've not released a decent RTS in over 10 years, but that's okay.
So yeah,
and yeah, your new RTS is just a fucking remake of the best one, but never mind.
Never mind.
And your World of Warcraft game is such a ripoff.
But we're all addicted to it, like it's crack cocaine.
I've not played it in a week, dude.
Really?
I've not done this week's 25 man raids at all.
I suppose it's being so epic and uber as Din is that you're just getting bored.
Meh. Unless I can find a group to do Older with, which, you know, nobody wants to take me because they don't want to take their guild noobs, even though their guild noobs aren't as good as me. And I'm not allowed to leave my guild because I get told off.
Oh dear. Can't they just borrow you? Can't you be like an epic hunter for hire? Yeah, disgrace.
Meh, whatever. Dinadal Supreme Damage Output. You know, I'm always top on 25 man raids.
From the looks of it, I wouldn't be surprised there's a lot more playability for people who actually go there for Diablo.
StarCraft.
And StarCraft
2.
Speaking
of StarCraft 2, the beta sign-up thing has started.
Yep.
You will, however, need a Battle.net account.
So you have to sign up for the Battle.net account. But
you also need a game tied to your Battle.net account. If you're in North America, you could just tie World of Warcraft to it. If you're in Europe, however, you need one of their other games, because at the moment you can't link your World of Warcraft and Battle.net accounts.
So unless you don't own StarCraft or...
Yeah, just pick up StarCraft, like Warcraft. For 5 quid or something.
Yeah, I must admit, BlizzCon, I'm expecting them to maybe...
Is BlizzCon spelled... Dude, is BlizzCon spelled with two Zs or one Z?
Can I have a look on the main website?
I'm just going to guess it's two Zs. It's
two Zs, maybe.
Because otherwise it looks too like much like Biz. Like.
BizCon. I'm expecting something about the next expansion of roughly what it's going to be about to be announced at this BlizzCon. I've heard a lot of rumours that something is going to be mentioned World of Warcraft wise of what they're planning next. No major information, you know, is just going to be, maybe it's going to be called this, and a rough idea.
Emerald Dream. Emerald Dream, please.
I'm
going to go and rescue Scenarios.
I'm expecting it to be what's that whirlpool called?
The Maelstrom.
Yeah, the Maelstrom. I'm expecting, from what a lot of things have been hinting to, it's going to be the Maelstrom. But
the Emerald Dream.
You want the Emerald Dream?
Yeah. We have to rescue Scenarios, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. True. True.
Make sure he's all right after we totally failed at protecting him at the last little skirmish. What about this Marvel vs. Capcom 2 thing?
Yep, Marvel vs. Capcom 2 is out on Xbox Live, but only in the States. It is yet to be released in the United Kingdom. So we're still waiting on that one. It is not a remake. It is actually a port from the original Xbox version. So, yeah, I must admit, I'm really hoping that if this takes off and it's a big success,
I don't care about it.
They'll be tempted to do a Marvel vs. Capcom 3 using the Street Fighter 4 engine, which would be lovely. Also, up for release on Xbox Live, and I think it's also PlayStation Network as well, is Star Trek DAC, which I think is roughly based off the new Star Trek movie, but I'm not entirely sure. It was just the way the graphics were looking. It looks like a top-down ship control system. Didn't look too much into it because it's not out for a while yet. There's no exact confirmed date. But yeah, it's nice to actually have something that's
you've heard of. Star Trek DAC is the next Star Trek game based on the 2009... Star Trek prequel.
Cool.
That's a bit powered by Unreal Engine 3. It's going to be released for Xbox Live Arcade, PlayStation Network, and Microsoft Windows.
Oh, they do have a release date. 13th of May. Well, while I was looking, they weren't saying anything. So, yeah, a couple of days. Hopefully that's not America. That's actually ours. So yeah, it's either 13th of May in the States only, or it's 13th of May and we will get it here. Cool. Don't know how good it's going to be.
How about some screenshots of it though?
Go on, do a search.
No, I'll just look on PC World. They've got the release date, so maybe they've got some screenshots. Yeah, there we go. Oh my god, that looks naff.
Yeah, it...
Naff.
I was going to say, from the screenshots fail. I'd seen, it does look kind of like a top-down view, like you were playing... what's that one that came in Project Gotham Racing 3?
Geometry Wars.
Yeah, it's kind of like Geometry Wars-style thing. It's, you know, it's not a top-end game because of the fact that it's based off... a game style that's ready for... Live Arcade. It's not going to be a majorly top tier game.
Why not?
Cards. It costs too much. And people won't pay for it.
In more important news, The Sims 3 is done.
It is done.
Mm-hmm.
That means it's getting ready for release.
Mm-hmm.
Soon you'll be able to...
Play
with your Sim and take him outside. Oh, I imagine they'll start adding gardening in. Because you can walk around the garden and you can walk next door. You finally can go to your neighbours as well as your neighbours coming to you. So you'll be able to take your Sim out for a jog,
dude,
get down the street.
The fun is overwhelming me. It's, you know.
You know, you'll have to get run over. It would be nice if you could actually have the Sim and that whole boring bit where it speeds up because he went to a job. I like the idea of having a Sim and it's like he cleans up, has breakfast, and then you'll walk him outside, get him in the car, tell him to drive his car to work or get on the bus to work, and he'll and he's there at work, and then you'll go in the office, and it's a sim game with him in the office or whatever job he does, and having to try and get him around the job without being fired. I would so prefer that. That is a more better simulation of life, and I always find that it was always the idea of simulation of life, and they always do more intuitive things for the simulation of life, but they're always keeping in mind of their key market: young kid, teenagers, and girls are big for this game more than anyone else. So they're always keeping that in mind.
Yeah, nice one, Maxis.
I'm always tempted. I'm always tempted by Sims, and I must admit, especially after the annoyance of that thing on the shelf over there, Spore broke my heart. I'm always tempted for Sims 3, but I ain't going to go out and see. I know it's going to be like Spore was and Sims 2, where it's going to be a top-tier PC game and cost quite a bit, and yeah, I'll wait until that one hits the sale and maybe buy it. But, yeah. Yep.
Arr, meaties.
So I had to go with some demos that were out.
Now for more reviews.
So had to go with some more demos that were out.
Tell me to stop doing that, dude.
Yeah, there were some old ones that I downloaded. I hadn't got around to having to go at them yet.
Now for Adam's really old reviews.
And I had the new Red Faction,
which dude, we're not reviewing Red Faction, are we?
Red Faction, Guerrilla, whatever it's called.
Oh, so not the original one.
No, it's the new one.
All right, yeah. The new shit one. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks nice. It plays nice. It's really hard. The AI, for some strange reason, they always know where you are, and they always turn up in mass force. You run out of ammo too quick. It's like, I killed everyone. I shouldn't need to bump into anyone until I bump into them, or I'll make a lot of noise. And you're minding your own business, and whoo, they all turn up again. And you're like, I have got 100 feet, and you're here again. You stay over the hill and wait for me to get to you. They just kept coming and coming and coming, and I've not experienced any game in a long time with AI that was that weird. It just didn't make sense. You know, if I was making noise or there was an alarm going off or whatever, I went and hid somewhere and they still bloody found me. Destruction of buildings. Oh, it's very nice. I had these charges and you throw loads of them and you'll destroy a building. I made something fall over. Then I went and hit something with my hammer and I nearly took a building out with just a hammer. And it's just kind of like, yeah, everything feels like concrete is made with air and it's all very easily destructible. Demo is a definite must if you're ever considering this one, because I've got real doubts that this one is just going to, they're going to throw it out there, and I must admit the destructive engine for it absolutely second to none, but it's not got me excited. It feels
Adam
like,
is not excited.
No, not excited at all. So yeah, that's where I'll leave it. But yeah, go download it, give it a go, see what you think. It looks nice. I must admit, it does look nice. And it plays nice as well. The shooting controls for it, being able to get around corners and actually stick to the wall and stick your gun out. They've interpreted a lot of things that have been into first-person and third-person shooters of late, and they've made it work. The only thing that is weird is the button. All of your buttons don't pick guns. You have to hold the right shoulder button to bring up the option to use A, X, Y, and B to select a different weapon. Which is quite good as you're running along, you hold it and you change weapon. But it's a little bit, you know, I don't want to have to hold a button to push a button to change weapon.
That's silly, isn't it?
Yeah. I played the demo. The demo's fun, but I wouldn't go that far to think that it's worth spending money on, to be honest. But I might be wrong. The game might be better. And if it is, the demo ain't doing any bloody favours, to be honest. As well as that, I downloaded Bionic Commando. Was a bit disappointed because it's not a playable single-player demo. It's actually part of the multiplayer system that will be coming with the game. So I thought, fair enough, I'll go online. I imagine there's no... Oh my god, there's loads of people playing this game. Had a go. I died constantly, and it's like a third-person run-round-shoot-stuff, old-school pick-up-guns. And then once you got the hang of being able to use the grappling arm and swinging around, and at first it's just basically to get up on stuff that's high because you just keep ziplining up. Then once you get the hang of being able to look where you want, fire the grappling hook out and actually swing, and swing from item to item, it starts getting very fast pace. And I must admit, if I can get a hold of the single player and actually find that that's a good game, I'd be very tempted, because the multiplayer is quite a lot of fun. Whether anyone else actually bothers to buy the game and actually occupies the lobbies. But the demo, I will say, try the demo, because there's a lot of people playing it at the moment, and the demo is a lot of fun, being able to run around. The idea of swinging left, right and centre, finding a nice little place to just stop for 2 seconds, turn around, snipe someone, one shot in the head, they're dead. And then you jump, they're coming around, someone shoots you, so you just jump off the building you stood on, turn round, grappling along the corner, and swing round. And it's not hard to do the grappling, but it's not easy. It's like playing a first-person, third-person shooter. You're not going to pick it up and kill people straight away. You know, you're going to have to get a little bit of skill in there, and that is another element of skill.
Skill is my middle name.
Exactly. So, this...
The grappling hook from Quake to the Capture Flag mod. Those were the days.
I'm liking this demo. This demo, I've been going back and forth playing it constantly, but I don't know where... It doesn't tell me that the game's going to be absolutely amazing. I might play the game and go, wow, I completed that way too quick. No one's playing multiplayer. That was a waste of 40 quid. You know, straight away, these questions are coming through my mind.
Nobody's playing Team Fortress. I tried to play Team Fortress 2 the other day, and no fucker's playing it.
Yeah.
Like, 90% of all the servers are dead. You know, there's just nobody on them.
And straight away, to make a game last, if multiplayer
damn
is good...
Damn those Counter-Strike noobs.
There is one thing you must add. Bots, bots, bots. Any game that's got bots in, I like, because the multiplayer aspect you can go into and you can piss us around. And I love bots when you can have bots and you can have your mate playing multiplayer with you as well. So you can just play... He's not on your side, you're against him, but there's some bots. To make it a bit interesting, you're all teamed up, or all against all, or you're all fighting together, two versus a massive group of bots. It makes it a lot interesting, especially the fact you can either be playing by yourself or at least one extra person. But some games where, like Team Fortress 2 and many others, where you just have to log on and have to play with a large group of people, and if no one's there to play, tough, you don't get to play. So I really think that needs to be more and more into the game, sort of thing. Maybe not Bionic Commando, because I think if you're fighting against bots, bots would be able to handle the rope system a lot better and you'd never catch up with the damn things. But yeah, I'd definitely say Red Faction, give it a go, see what you think. It's one of these things, it's going to be like Marmite, you're either going to love it or hate it. But Bionic Commando, I don't know if this is going to be a great game, but the demo is fun. It is worth just downloading for a bit of a piss-ass around, so I'd definitely give that a recommendation. So, I'm pleased with it. I'm getting my head up, ready to buy myself a copy of Fallout 3. I know a lot of people are going, oh my god, that game's so old, I've completed it, I've even got rid of it. But yeah, with money being tight and stuff like that.
PC or Xbox?
Yeah, that's the thing. I could get it on PC, I've got my new gaming mouse, but I'm tempted to have it on Xbox.
You still get achievements on the PC, though.
Yeah. I'm not that fussed about, you know, I'll quite happily get it on PC and play it on my Mac, but it's just something to get away from the den and my drawing room and actually go sit in the fat boy on the big TV and play
it's
it
called
on
a
the
chair.
I like my fat boy, it's cool.
Chair.
Fat boy.
Chair.
It's comfy as hell. Gets a bit warm. It's an oversized beanbag that's large enough that you can actually lay two people flat on it and sleep.
Chair.
It's great.
Be proper.
So,
Fallout 3 is downstairs at the moment. It's Chris's copy, I've still got it.
Not got any further with it?
No, not played it.
I just like the fact that because it's the same people who did...
If it was PC, I'd probably play it.
Yeah. It's not on Steam for you to download cheat, then.
I think it is on Steam, I think. Can you type in Fallout for me? Thank you.
There you go, Fallout 3.
$26.99, piss off.
You can get that cheaper. I think it's like £17 off Play.
No, £23 off. Do you know what I hate? Age gates. They're so annoying. I'm not going to visit that now because it wants me to put in my date of birth. I shouldn't have to do that. It's like so fiddly as well because you've got these stupid things. It just has a button. Are you over 13 or under 13 or whatever?
I am 8. And
don't give me all these little fingers.
And I am so stupid that I'm not able to actually put my real birthday. And I'm my brain stops me from putting in that I'm 88, so I can look at this webpage.
What?
I don't understand it. I know it's a legal thing, but you know, if
it's not a legal thing, it's just annoying.
Yeah, but kids going are hardly going to put their own date of birth because they know if it's there, it's because there's something there that they shouldn't really be looking at. So they automatically put that they're 22 or something.
Ah, the internet.
Yeah. What fun. What fun it brings for a child. Mwah. So yeah, I'm thinking Fallout 3 might be my next game I'm going to have to purchase. There's nothing majorly out at the moment. Wolverine got me
Sims
tempted.
Sims Free!
Wolverine's got me tempted after I played the demo, but I'm thinking down to Blockbusters and rent it for a week and play it that way, because I can imagine me completing it quite quickly. Now, I did like Wolverine's Revenge X-Men 2 on the Xbox. That was good. I really did play that a lot. But this one is less the cartoony and more straight off the movie, so I'm not entirely sure. Now, there is a more cartoony version, which is on the DS, which I'm going to have a go at and try and do a review for that. I'm also going to have a try and have a go for doing a review of that new timing game on the DS, where you have to do the timing. See what that's like. I don't know. It
might lame.
Be a, yeah, it may be lame. I have to wait and see.
Auto lame.
Auto lame. Can you lame in time? Lame, lame, lame. Sorry. Yeah, apart from that, not much else that's catching my attention that I majorly must go out and buy.
Give me the StarCraft 2 beta.
Yeah, StarCraft 2 beta.
I want to kick Adam's butt at it. I'd so kick your ass.
I know, I'm looking forward to StarCraft coming out. It's going to be good.
I'm not looking forward to playing online with those fucking hardcore StarCraft nerds.
Yeah, they've been playing StarCraft 2 for way too long. No,
have been playing. It was still one. Playing the first one.
Yeah.
Oh dear, oh dear. I need to play against people I can beat.
Like me.
Like Adam. Or Chris. Like people who won't put up much of a fight. Before I go online and face all these nerds. Who like know the exact build orders are still off by heart. And then after they've played a couple of games of StarCraft 2, they analyse their replays to work out the perfect build order to shave every last millisecond off. Damn those nerds.
Crazy. Yeah, absolutely crazy. Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
I'm anywho.
Still be looking forward to Diablo 3 as well.
Nah. Not Diablo fan, sorry.
But, yeah.
But that's it, really.
Yeah, nothing majorly
not
screaming.
Going on.
I know that they've released a new picture of what...
A new picture.
Of the assassin looks like in Assassin's Creed 2.
That's not news, that's just vaporware.
Yeah, they're going to be a big thing. EA's
they've released a picture.
Yeah. They're starting to try and get the hype back up ready for number two. They're going to have a long climb to actually gain any hype for this game, unless they can show a video and show that it's really, really, really good like the last one, but it doesn't have any of the crap stuff. Because I did like the first one, but oh my god, did it get repetitive. And my imagination is so acute that I can lose myself in a game like that and not care about the fact that every single level is near enough the same, because I was too busy going, cool, I can run across rooftops, see if I can make this gap. Oh, there's a guard looking, throw some knives in him. Yeah, he's dead. Climb up this drain pipe. Where everyone else is kind of like, right, so I've climbed up this building for the 400th time just to expand my map, and I'm going to go kill this guy exactly the same as the mission before. Bored.
Do you know what I want to play?
What?
Thief.
Thief. Yeah, I've not one of the major league games that I got into, but
genius game. Some of the levels are now brilliant.
I know that they're making another Hitman as well, which
meh.
I did like the
console
Hitman.
Game.
Meh.
Meh.
Was out on PC though.
Yeah, console game.
Meh. So yeah, some good deals out at the moment. Unless you can pick up Tomb Raider for like £20, and I just and Fable and stuff like that. And
meh.
I don't know. I don't know what will be my next game. But
I've probably got FIFA 3 around here somewhere.
I nearly went back and revisited Halo 3, but ended up just playing Bionic Commando instead. But yeah, nothing majorly new that's coming out soon. There's that UFC wrestling game and some other bits and bobs, but nothing screaming oh buy me at the moment. How's the DSi doing? Still selling?
Yeah, I suppose.
Sweet. I need to go through and play Warcraft 3 as well, just for the lore. Play that through again.
Yeah, do that.
Right. I can't think of anything else. Everything for the show notes?
Yep, that's it. We will be back next week.
Yes, we will.
In the meantime, feel free to send us feedback at feedback@gamercast.net or leave it on the blog at gamercast.net. You can subscribe to our show if you like it by any of the links on our website, which is gamercast.net. There's a bunch of stuff on there.
Questions. I did like the questions from Killipants, so more like that. That'd be really good.
I've got a good one for next week.
Cool.
A similar sort of feel. This is a bit interesting, wasn't it? Instead of just reading off a bunch of news bollocks.
Yeah, it'd be nice to. I like the idea of making.
I'm not going to tell you what it is yet, because no. I'm going to spring it on you, so you have to think.
Spring it on me. Make sure you write it down so you don't forget.
But dude, I do not forget anything.
I did like the idea of having to rethink about all the old games and everything that were played. To be honest, I can't remember every game I've played, because I've gone through so many, and I never keep my games for any length of time. They normally.
I do. Every game I've played, I've got.
Well, yeah, like you, every PC game I've played, I still own. I've never got rid of any of them, all the way back
to Aliens vs. Predator.
That's number two, isn't it? I've got number one.
I've got number one as well somewhere.
Number two, I wish I had owned. See, that would be another good game, because they've got that Colonial Marines coming out soon as well.
Meh.
Always made me jump.
Empire Earth, that was good.
Hmm.
Unreal Tournament. Unreal. Good old days.
Unreal. Ba-da. Right.
I take it you're free next Sunday?
Yes.
Good. We'll be back next Sunday then on the 17th, episode 156. We'll be talking about a bunch of crap.
As usual.
Indeedy.
Catch you guys later.